The following recording is copyright 2013, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
One of the pro-life activities accepted by almost everyone is that of donating blood. Since my blood type happens to be the universal donor for plasma, I gave 5 gallons of plasma, donating plasma once a month for years, until I was rejected for having visited too many foreign countries. I regret not being able to donate blood, because the gift of blood is the gift of life, and it is a way of expressing gratitude to God for the good health that he's given me, while at the same time being a good steward of his gift for the benefit of others who need blood or plasma. Though giving blood is not fun, the needle stings, it is good that we're not paid for donating, because that would just cheapen the whole event. You and I are not for sale, but we will give of ourselves gladly. Today we celebrate the feast of the body and blood of Christ. And today I would like to speak about Jesus' gift to us of his precious blood in the Eucharist. We think in our culture, in our scientific mindset, we think of blood as being just one very important component among many in a living body. But to the biblical mind, the blood was itself alive. And to their mind, it was the blood that gave life to all the rest of the body. Indeed, according to them, the blood was still alive even after the person died. You remember that after Cain killed Abel, God said that Abel's still living blood cried out from the ground for revenge. That is why kosher rules forbid eating anything with blood in it. No blood sausage. Blood is life, and life belongs to God. The blood of the Old Covenant, which Moses sprinkled on the people at Mount Sinai, established a living and irrevocable bond between the people and God. A still living blood covenant that extends to all subsequent generations, since every Jewish child is born in the blood of a mother who shares in this bond, extending back through an unbroken chain of mothers, all the way back to those who were present when the Old Covenant was first ratified on Mount Sinai. At the Last Supper, Jesus has this understanding of blood in mind when he establishes the new covenant in his blood. In drinking his blood, we become blood brothers and blood sisters of Jesus, and consequently also of each other, bound to him and each other deeply, because now Jesus' very life is flowing in our veins. And like with Abel, this blood remains alive even after the death of Jesus' body. And regardless of our parentage or genetic makeup, we become one family in Jesus, a blood family, because we have the same blood now flowing in our veins. And since Jesus is divine as well as human, his blood is divine. His blood is immortal. which is why the Eucharist is the sacrament of eternal life. Abel's blood lived for a little while after his body died. But since Jesus' blood is divine, the life it contains and in which we share in the Eucharist, which becomes incorporated into us, will never die. You know, some people are givers and some are takers. Many people, probably some people here, are simply not eligible to give blood, like me now, and so give life in other ways. But there are also many other people, again, perhaps people here, who are pro-life in other respects and are in good health and could certainly donate blood, but don't, because it's a hassle. Or even, for some people, because there's nothing in it for me. But you can be sure that they will not hesitate to receive a transfusion themselves if their own life depended on it. In a few minutes, you and I will receive the precious blood of Jesus, who unites us with himself and with each other, thereby establishing a living bond among us and with Jesus' life flowing in our veins. Jesus was the greatest giver of all. He gave himself completely for us and for all. Let us thank the Lord for his many blessings, and filled with his life, let us pray that in imitation of Jesus and united to him, we too may become persons who give of ourselves for others to the greater glory of God. Jesus gives us his precious blood. In his precious blood, he gives us his very life. And he wants our life in return.